What day is it?
It's day 18, and it's your turn to reach inside my hat.
Oh, don't be a nonce.
Nonce watch.
It's 2000, it's Bobbler Pit.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, not for a fair price.
For 3 weeks, he doesn't beat Cliff Richard. Can we just move on? The first episode featuring Nonce.
As humorous as it would be, Nonce Watch will not be an actual segment in the show. Now back to the laughing.
We can't manage a day where we just laugh the whole time. Cliff Richard is better than Bob the Builder.
Oh my god. Right, story. Bob the Builder. I was working at Woolworths. It was my first year at Woolworths, and I worked on the entertainment counter. And anyway, so this was back in the day. It was Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, sorry. We'd already... Oh, fuck me. What a story. If you remember how busy Woolworths used to get at Christmas, it used to just get ridiculously busy. And I remember being on the till, and to the right of us, we'd been given a giant plasma TV. It was 2000, was the PlayStation 2, wasn't it?
I think so.
So we'd got this big Sony plasma TV, a PS2 below it, and it was in this just a TV stand thing. And I remember we were serving and the queue was out the back of the shop, and somebody pushed all the way to the front of the queue, and he came to my door and he said, "Excuse me, mate, can I..." I said, "Mate, sorry, look, there's a queue there. I know it's really busy. We will get to you." He's like, no, I just want to say, someone's just nicked your TV. And we turned, and none of us had noticed this giant, like, 40-inch plasma TV. Two blokes just walked in, picked up, and walked out, and
oh,
it was gone.
Jesus.
But it was that same day, so we got through the day. And again, this was the era that Boxing Day sales actually started in Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. So we closed, and then from 6 till midnight, we just stripped the store. All the Christmas stuff was taken down, all the Boxing Day stuff was put up, all the sales shelves were put up. And then the managers literally got to midnight and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's midnight, and Christmas number one this year is..." And then played Bob the Builder over the tannoy. Yeah, I'm glad he lost to Cliff Richard.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow to hear the next challenger. This was the Variety Show Podcast's Christmas Advent for 2024. We wish you a Merry Christmas.